And Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot them down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, so far, Lum hasn't been able to hit upon any new business venture which would increase Pine Ridge's trade sufficiently to ensure the town's truck line to the county seat. As more citizens talk of moving to Big Fork, the old fellows dig deeper into the problem to try to find a solution. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store and library. Lum just at it.
Hi, Granny Zabber. Look what I just found out in the road.
How?
Look at this handbill. Laying right out there in plain sight.
Handbill? What does it say?
Listen, move to Big Fork and live on the new truck route.
For the land's sake. Now, who's putting them things out?
I don't know, but whoever it is, I'd like to get my hands on them. I know that.
Well, don't it say at the bottom who printed them up or something?
No, it don't say nothing.
Huh.
I know they wasn't printed here in town, though, because our printing shop ain't got no type like that.
No, I believe you're right. I ain't saw no kind of printing like that before.
Granny Zabner, we just got to hurry and study up some new kind of a business for Pine Ridge.
Yeah.
And it'll take an awful lot of hauling fixed here in the county seat.
Yeah, well, now, Lum, I've been studying on that, and so far, the only idea I figured out is for us to buy the lot right next door to the store here and put in a gravel pit.
Gravel pit?
Yeah.
Well, there ain't no gravel in that lot.
Why, of course not. That's the idea. See, first, we'll have to hire the truck line to haul the gravel out here from the county seat and have them dump it in our pit. We can get Cedric to help us dig that pit out there. Then we'll sell the gravel to folks at the county seat, so the truck line has to haul it back in there. And then we'll buy some more from them to haul out here.
Just stop right where you're at.
Huh?
The only thing, we wouldn't make no money out of the gravel, would we?
Well, I hadn't figured about that. We'll keep that truck line busy, though. We can do that.
Only good we'll do out of it, just have the use of the gravel all that time.
Well, I reckon so.
Well,
we'll keep the trucks on.
Right where you at. Don't tell me no more.
Well, what's the matter? Did I say something that wasn't nice?
No, it's just that I've heard all I want of that idea.
Oh?
In the first place, the truck line don't carry such stuff as that. In the second place, the idea ain't no good in the first place.
Oh? Well, I don't know what to suggest, then. I worked awful hard on that idea. I studied about it all last night.
I don't mean to hurt your feelings, none, Abner. It's just that your idea's non-impractical. You can see that now, can't you?
I reckon so. Still think it might work, though. Doggy, there comes Grandpa. What in the world is he carrying there?
Huh?
Look there, he's got a big box of some kind under his arm there.
No telling what he might be toting.
Wonder where he picked that up. Wonder if he'd like to go in partnerships on a nice gravel pit. I'll just talk to him. That idea's a good one, please.
Well, howdy.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpa. What you got in the box there?
Oh, it's something I just bought myself.
Well.
I'm taking up a new career, Abner.
New career?
Yes, sir. Taking it up right today.
Well.
Just look here what it says on the box.
Huh?
Junior Misto Chemistry Set Number 2B.
Chemistry set?
Yes, sir. Number 2B.
Hmm.
Taking up a brand new career, Abner. What do you think of that?
Well, sounds all right, I reckon, Grandpa. I don't see what kind of a career that box of junk there will get you into.
Well, I'm going to be a chemist. That's what I'm going to be, a big chemist.
Huh?
I'm taking up the work right today.
Well, exactly what does a chemist do?
Why, what did you ask me?
I said, what does a chemist do?
That's what I thought you said. Well, let's see, he fools around and... What does a chemist do, Lum?
Oh, I don't know, Grandpappy. He learns how to mix up different stuff, I think. Works on laboratories and all such as that. Sort of a scientific.
Oh, that's what they're, huh?
Yeah, some of them finally work up to a job in a drugstore selling prescriptions, I believe.
They do? You mean old Ed Beckley down at the drugstore is a chemist?
Well, sort of one, yeah.
Huh.
He's got a sign hanging up there that claims he's a registered pharmacist, but I think he's really a chemist.
Well, he must be. I know he ain't no pharmacist. He ain't even been near a farm, much less work on one of them.
Of course not. I'll say one thing for him, though. He mixes up awful good prescriptions in that back room there.
Does he mix them things up himself?
Why, sure, of course he does.
Doggies, for years I've been wondering what that Ed always went in that back room for every time he's taken our prescriptions in there.
There's some awful interesting directions with this misto, said Abner.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir, I never could figure out what Ed was doing all that time. Keep you standing there waiting. I was suspicion he had somebody back there he's playing checkers with.
No, he was working back there.
He was.
Of course, I will admit, it seems like he does take an awful long time to mix some of them things up.
Yeah, he might be reading a love novel part of the time or working a crossword puzzle. That Ed loves to work them puzzles.
Yeah, it might just take him all that time to figure out Doc Miller's handwriting on them prescriptions. Have you ever tried to read one of them things?
No, that doc writes the worst hand of any one human I ever seen in my life. Worse than mine, I believe.
Oh, yeah. It's way yonder worse than yours.
Yeah, believe it is.
Of course, he must practice writing that way.
Practice?
No, but nobody could write that bad just natural. He usually made a study of it.
Oh, must have. No, they couldn't do that, no.
Just listen to some of these directions, Abner. Tell all what you can do with this set.
Hey, do, huh? But whereabouts you get that thing anyway, Grandpa?
Well, I picked it up over at Earl Pomeroy's place.
Earl Pomeroy?
He's selling out a lot of things now because he's moving over to Big Fork, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know he is.
Got a good bargain on this set, too. Earl let it go for just 90 cents.
90 cents? Is that all?
Yep, that's all. Not a red cent more, 90 cents.
Well, didn't the Pomeroy youngins want to take it over to Big Fork with them?
No, Earl claimed they'd outgrowed it, Abner.
Oh.
But I know what the trouble actually was. They just didn't understand the thing.
They never, huh?
Of course not. That chemistry's awful deep stuff. Awful interesting, too. For instance, it tells here how you can take a plain glass of water and make it change to a blue color.
Well, I can do that. Just put some blue in it.
And then you can make the blue change to orange. What do you think of that, Lum?
Well, sounds interesting, all right, Granddad.
Then you can change it back to blue again if you want to.
Hmm.
I ain't made up my mind if I want to do that or not, though. I might just change it to orange and just leave it right there.
Can you sure enough make it change from blue to orange, Grandpa?
Yeah, according to the directions you can. Get a glass of water, Abner, and we'll work out a few experiments.
Yeah, let's do that.
Just spread this stuff right out here on the library table.
Yeah, I'll get the water.
Now, wait just a minute here, you two. I ain't going to have none of this going on in the store.
Huh?
Leastways, not during working hours. Thing is, how would that look if some customer come in here and caught you fellas playing with a junior mystical set or whatever it is?
Well, Long, this is chemistry. That's deep stuff. Grandpap said it was himself.
It's kid stuff, that's what it is. Or to be ashamed of yourself, Abner, a grown-up adult of a man like you wanting to play with a youngin's toy that way.
Well, it ain't no youngin's toy. Grandpap's fixing to take up a new career with that, ain't you, Grandpap?
You bet your life I am.
Yes, sir.
Picking up right today, too.
You see there now, Long?
Well, his new career will have to wait till this evening, I'm feared. Here, let me have that box.
Now, wait a minute now, Lum. You can't throw that away.
Trying to lose that.
Well, that don't belong to you. Grandpap paid 90 cents for that now.
I ain't going to throw it away. I'm just going to set it back here in the feed room.
Feed room?
Yeah, and Grandpap can get it again when he goes home.
Oh.
I'd be embarrassed to death to have this thing sitting around the store here. Children's toy.
Oh. All right. Well, it looks like we'll have to do the experiment some other time, Grandpa.
Yeah, looks like it. All right, Jimmy, that Lum can be an ornery varmint when he wants to, can't he?
Well, he don't mean half the things he says. Old Lum's sort of upset about this truck route business, Noel.
Either that or got up on the wrong side of bed once.
Might have. He's taking that truck route business awful serious. Just sits around here most of the time. Studying how he can save pine raisins.
I paid 90 cents for that set.
Well, you get it back. Don't worry.
Long got it cheap.
Yeah, you got a bargain, I believe. And Long, if he weren't so worried about everything, he never would have acted that way. I know he wouldn't, Grandpa.
I want to get started on my new career.
Yeah, well, you will. How about a good fast game of checkers, Grandpa?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd play you one game. Maybe two. Us chemists really ought to be wasting our time this way, though, Abner.
Yeah, well, we just make the
most of us is pretty busy.
Yeah, let's see now. Whereabouts I put that checkerboard I had it here?
Milford A. Spears, main chemist. Sounds pretty good, don't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, here it is. I hope none of the checkers is missing. One of them Abernathy young'uns got hold of them the other day and has dropped them in the pickle barrel before I catched him.
In the pickle barrel?
Yeah, and the waiter just stood there and laughed. Said, my, ain't he cute? Dog is eyes mad.
Fancy, Fred.
Which do you want, Grandpa, the red'uns or the black'uns?
Oh, don't make much difference. Blacks, I reckon.
All right, take your choice. Don't want no complaints.
You ought to go on out there to the Pomeroy place, Abner, and pick up a few things.
Huh?
Different truck, no. Earl's selling out a lot of stuff out there. Cheap, too.
Yeah, I might do that. Don't jiggle the board so much there, Grandpa. You need to study there.
For instance, he's got part of a telescope out there you could get.
He has.
A stereoscope.
Oh, one of them things.
Yeah. And two of the prettiest mustache cups you ever seen.
Huh?
Whose move is it?
Well, you can be first. Mustache cup? I ain't got no mustache.
No, but I believe it'd be worth it to raise one, Abner. That is, if you can get a good enough bargain in them two cups.
Yeah, could be.
Prettiest things you ever seen.
Huh?
Gold gilt designs on them.
Oh, I love them. Here, Grandpap, you can't move there.
I don't know why not. Last time we played, you claimed it was all right for you to make that move. So now,
wait a minute. Now, don't get to fussing. Here comes Lom back from the feed room. You know, he don't like for us to fuss.
Say, Granddad.
Yeah, we wasn't fussing, Lom.
Did you actually pay 90 cents for that Junior Misto set?
Why, sure he did.
Of course he did.
Well, you got gypped then, I'll tell you that.
Huh?
The water will turn to blue all right, but I'll be dad blamed if I can get it to change to orange again.